Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess. I am here with my lovely co-host today, Jennifer Sullivan and Valerie Light.
Intern Val's in the house.
Valerie's blowing kisses.
I'm blowing kisses. I'm so excited.
I love it. I love it. I wish we had video. You know, video is coming, guys. I don't mean to tease things too, like, well before we have the capability, but video is on the horizon.
Oh, on that note, if you become a member and you want to listen to the podcast ad-free, the membership money is going to go to help us set up that whole video thing. So just click the link in the show notes or go to fatmascara.com/member. And you could support us. You don't have to listen to ads. It's a great way to get the show, a special little exclusive version of the show. By the way, did I say I was Jen? And this is a beauty podcast? Because it is.
That's Jen.
And I'm Val.
Val, yeah. I mean, and Val is so cute and has the cutest setup right now. So yeah, we got to get this video going fast. And yeah, your tax dollars will help us get there. So welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm so happy that we're all together, the three of us here. We have a great show coming up. But first of all, Val, I don't want to say you're not a regular because you really are what keeps this show chugging every single week. You know, if you go onto our blog, you see, you know, you want to find out more deep dive info on like the products, what article, you know, what study was Jen citing, what, you know, ad was Jess talking about. Val is the woman who puts it up. Val keeps our like store going, our like shop my shelf, like all of that stuff Val is doing. But Val actually is a very busy woman on her own front. Val, why don't you tell us like, what you do when you're not working on Fat Mascara?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still a college student too.
That's well, right. I have to say,
she's getting educated.
Yes, I am. This is like, it's so much fun. It sounds like a lot, but every time I do a blog and stuff, I catch myself smiling the whole time because this work is so meaningful and so exciting. But besides being the Southern correspondent at Fat Mascara.
Oh, and she has time to get perfect eyeliner. Her eyeliner is better than like I've ever figured out.
Oh my God, thank you. It has taken years of practice it was fearful for the first 6 or 7 years. So I'm so glad that you think it looks better now. But anyway, I'm going to be
the editor-in-chief of our campus fashion magazine, which is very exciting. Thank you. And I'm also, this summer, I'm conducting beauty research on the impact of COVID on the beauty industry on the merchandising level. So how it changed product offerings, how it changed discounting, how it changed the percentage of products being sold out online and in stores. So I'm really into beauty. And for the fashion magazine, I used to be beauty director, and now I'm going to be editor-in-chief. So my life is beauty, 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 and I would not want it any other way.
Amazing. So, okay, you got your start at school on FM, and in 5 years, I'm sure you're going to be, like, giving all of us jobs. So you need to come back on FM. And you need to have your own segment where you talk about the impact of COVID on the...
We want to hear what your research found. Yeah, that'll be cool.
I'm really interested.
Give us the exclusive before University of Delaware.
Oh, of course. Of course. My allegiance is with you too.
But what else is up for the summer? Anything cool? You noticing anything like on the streets? Because you not only are you our Southern correspondent, you're also...
Right.
I want to say like a little bit like of our like Gen Z correspondent. I mean, Jen and I are like, we're down, course. But we're like not that down.
No, y'all are down.
Speak for yourself, Jess.
But no, I'm just kidding. Stop. I'll tell y'all what my field observation studies have taught me. I have seen a lot of tie-dye. I've seen a lot of Bermuda shorts, bright colors, bucket hats.
Hold on.
There you go. Jess has some tie-dye on right now.
Gen Z, you're wearing tie-dye.
I just took off my jacket to reveal... It's also somewhat cropped.
Who's this 20-year-old on Fat Mascara right now? All right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I take back my down comment.
I love it. So, and then there's also a lot of like plastic beaded necklaces and stuff. Like my barista today had like a fun, like little Michael's bead necklace moment. And it might sound, if you're hip with like Gen Z style right now, like this stuff is all over TikTok and that's what Zara is selling and all this stuff. But I do have to say that it is oddly reminiscent of my summer camp style back in 2010. So I'm not saying that I pioneered all of this, but I am saying that I did wear this.
And my summer camp style back in 92, 1, I don't know.
I love it.
No, like lanyards, yes. Like plastic lanyards, bucket hats.
Oh my gosh, the day that lanyards come back.
Rainbow brights.
Yes, no, so that's what I'm saying is like, I wore this in a kayak in the middle of a lake in South Carolina. So I'm happy to be seeing it on the streets and I'm happy to be seeing it on TikTok, but I do have a lot of photos in this style ages ago. So I was the trendsetter. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
I love that. You're an early adopter, as they say.
Of course, of course.
Well, we're happy to hear you. We're happy to have you here on Fat Mascara.
Thank
you. Okay. All right. We need to get to the rest of the show, Val. Okay. Sorry. But we have to move on.
Yeah, she's going to stick around. We'll have you come back on. And I want to hear what's going on with your research.
Oh my God,
too.
I love it.
Our listeners who would be interested.
No, but I agree. It's time to talk about armpits.
Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah. Thank you. Good segue, yes. Val. We are talking about armpits. First, I'm going to do the news, and then we're all going to talk about armpits and detoxing armpits, and then raise a wand, and that'll be the show.
And you brought a raise a wand, too.
With you, Val.
Right? You brought your own?
Sure.
You brought your own raw. Okay, cool. Okay.
Of course. Always.
All right, Val, stick around. All right. Stick around all summer. We're so happy you're here.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I always love being here.
Okay, let's do the news. I'm just going to get it out of the way this week in celebrity beauty news. Because every week in celebrity beauty. Becky G is launching a cosmetics line. Vanessa Hudgens and Madison Beer launched a line with DNA testing, believe it or not. I know. Jess's face is like, what? The celebrities are doing DNA testing? That's right, they are. And then I was kind of excited about this one. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade are doing a little baby line.
Okay.
It's specifically for kids with melanin-rich skin, and it will be called Proudly. Honestly, guys, there were like 5 other celebrity beauty launches, but I know we're all bored of them, so I'm hitting you with the big ones.
We don't need that many more. Like,
I don't understand where all these products go, to be perfectly honest. We'll see in 5 years. We're going to do a recap on Rat Mascara, tell you all of the beauty lines from celebrities that, like, failed. Wow, that was negative. Let's get positive, shall we?
I just want to know the repeat purchases on celebrity beauty lines.
Yeah, yeah. You'll try it once. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so, I'm fascinated by this new beauty trend coming out of China, elf ears. Now, whoever named this, by the way, gave it like a weird connotation because it doesn't look elfin. What it is people are getting filler injections of hyaluronic acid in their ears, or in some cases, cartilage inserts, so they protrude more. That same way, like when kids have like sticky out ears. And at first I was like, oh, is this like a weird goth trend? Like, you remember when, like, I don't know, like sometimes people would get like their tongues altered and things for this goth look. No, it actually can be quite flattering. So the thinking here is that I was reading a South China Morning Post article, and there was a doctor who specializes in this. And he said, basically, it makes your face look slimmer. So a lot of women in China who want to have a slimmer look to their face, when their ears are plumped out, and I saw a before and after picture that we'll link to, it doesn't, I think it kind of does make your face look slimmer. What, Jess?
Too much time on your hands.
Well, or money to get ears
start
done.
Plumping out your ears. This is like kooky dookie. Go on.
Well, one woman was quoted as saying, it's magic. She changed nothing else on her face, and her friends didn't really know what happened, but they said that she looked different and better the day she got it done. So keep an eye, keep an ear on Elsie. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. Couldn't help myself. Okay. This is cool. In North Carolina, salons are aiming to improve your health. There are 8 salons in North Carolina that partnered with the American Heart Association to offer blood pressure checks at the salon. And when I saw this, I thought, okay, we've already talked about how a lot of times stylists are there to talk about domestic violence and are sometimes the first people that see other health conditions like psoriasis and eczema. Why not, if you're going for a cut anyway, aren't, you know, medical providers partnering with salons more? I thought this was really cool.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. This is one of my favorite news items in weeks. Go on.
And there'll be blood pressure machines at these salons. And they also had some days where nurses were there to do checkups. But it's sort of like you're already going in anyway. Why not like do a little bit of a health service as well, not just a cosmetic service? So if you're a salon owner out there, and I know we have lots of estheticians and salon owners that are listeners, think about maybe partnering. They did it with the American Heart Association of North Carolina. Think about maybe there's something you could do in your community to promote heart health or other healthy practices. I thought that was a really good idea.
Yeah, you've got a captive audience and some built-in trust, hopefully.
It's very true. Okay, Science Corner. Buckle up, everyone. I promised you, and now I'm making good. So many people sent me this Guardian article about PFAS in cosmetics. So I wanted to dig into this a little bit. Basically, a few weeks ago, researchers published a study in everyone's favorite reading material, Environmental Science and Technology Letters, looking into the presence of PFAS. I know, it's a hot read. PFAS in cosmetics in North America and Canada. So what are PFAS? These are man-made chemicals. They're highly resistant to oil. Think like Teflon on a frying pan.
Right.
Resistant to water. And long-term exposure to some of these has been associated with health problems, including certain cancers, infertility risks, thyroid disease. So, and there could also be environmental effects. So what this study found, before you freak out, study tested for fluorine, which indicates a presence of PFAS, and they found 56% of foundations, they tested, I think, 231, just a general cross-section across North America, 56% of foundations and eye products, 48% of lip products, and 47% of mascaras had this presence of fluorine, which indicates that there is a PFA. And a PFA is also sometimes known as a forever chemical. So they did a little more digging to dial down into what exactly were in some of these. And they found of the 231, 29 cosmetic products that contained PFAs. Only one of them had that ingredient listed on the label. So a lot of the headlines I saw for this, and I think The Guardian was like this, were like, forever chemicals are in your cosmetics, and they are toxic, and they cause cancer, and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is worrisome, but the takeaway for me isn't that like clean beauty is necessarily the fix or throw away all of your beauty products. The issue here is labeling. And even the researchers said this in the paper, in the academic paper, they were like, governments need to be more involved in labeling this. Now, you know how I think we've had people come on the show and they talk about like, well, in the EU, this chemical is banned and that chemical is banned, right? And a lot of people like knee-jerk reaction is, oh, the United States only bans 11 chemicals. The EU has thousands. Guess what, people? The EU does not ban or require labeling of these ingredients either, these PFAs. So this is something that we really have to get on at all government levels. I will say in the European Union, they already have like a working paper going, and it's possible by 2025, they might ban PFAS, but that's not the case yet here. However, if you're from Maryland or California, good for you, because both of those states are starting to ban certain PFAS in cosmetics. But again, those rules don't go into effect for a couple more years, even though they've passed legislation in those states. So I did notice, this is so weird, I can't tell if this is coincidental. The week that this paper came out, two senators here in the United States also put up a new bill banning PFAS in cosmetics. I'm thinking they probably had like early access to the paper, or they already had their eyes on this. So there's a, let me get the bill, name of the bill right in case you want to look it up. Hold on just a second. Oh my gosh, so obvious. No PFAS in Cosmetics Act. Real original there, senators. Anyway, I don't know if you know how the government works here in the United States, if you're a global listener, but like that does not mean anything. That bill could sit there on Capitol Hill for decades and not get passed. So if you're worried about this, we're going to link to the paper itself that shows you more so you can learn more about what these are. I would say before you like get rid of all of your cosmetics and things, like see what your state or your country is doing to like make us more aware of what is in our products. It's, and that way we can make choices. I think that's the ultimate takeaway. Like we just want to be able to make the informed choices. I don't think there should be like laws banning everything outright. And one more thing. If anybody's out there like, oh, this is why you should have clean beauty. Silica, for example, is an ingredient that's often in clean beauty. It's basically sand. You know, it's like mica. It's like almost like a mineral. Sometimes PFAS are in silica because companies might add them to make the silica more durable. And if a clean beauty company isn't good about their transparency or sourcing, they might get silica that has a PFA and they don't know it. So this is all the more reason to show you that we need like the labeling guidelines, not that companies are out to get us and adding toxic chemicals to beauty products. Does that all make sense?
It does.
How did I do, Jess? Did I get too into the weeds?
No, I think this is a complicated topic. So
it really is.
If you do just kind of like really big broad strokes, I think you're kind of doing a disservice.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, I love that our listeners were the ones to just be like, Jen, please see what's going on with this. So I hope I gave you a little more info and we'll link to some more resources for you. And because I can't end on a downer science note of another toxic chemical in your beauty product, a perfume museum opened in Washington, D.C. last month.
Yay!
Did you know about this?
I have to tell you, I took a little sneaky, cheeky peek at the headlines. I usually don't.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard about this, and I have to be honest. So I looked, there was like a virtual photos of the room. It's a stretch to call it a museum. It's more of an exhibition space, and they have displays and things. So the Qatar American Institute for Culture, Qatar obviously has a long cultural history of perfume. I mean, the Middle East was creating perfumes before any history books were even written. They are highlighting a lot of the cultural aspects of perfume, teaching you more about perfume. They hope to do DIY perfumery workshops, guest lectures, all of that. This was, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I thought this was very cool. You can't just walk into this museum. You need to make an appointment.
Chic.
It's like a fun little like, so if you're in Washington and like you call up ahead of time or actually use this website link I'll give you, you can go and check it all out and have like a little private viewing of the Qatar Institute's perfume museum.
I love that.
Yeah, so their website has info. We'll put the link in the blog and then maybe Jess and I will open our perfume museum next. What do you think?
I would be down with that. I feel like
Okay, cool.
I feel like I'm in one right now. I'm like looking at, I'm recording right now in front of my shelves, and I'm like,
I love your new recording space because I get to see your perfume collection behind you.
I've got to sort this out. My closet's a mess right now. All right, we're gonna clean this place up.
Last news item: Jess will be cleaning her closet. No.
Good live
stream. All right, guys.
Okay. This was good. That was chunky. I liked it.
Chunky's good, right?
Chunky is great.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, thank Jeff. You for the explainer. I appreciate it.
Okay, everyone. Guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra.
I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once-daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9-times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, so Jen, you know what I am seeing everywhere? Everywhere.
Armpits.
A lot of armpits, okay?
It is summer.
A lot of armpits. Too many armpits. But I'm also seeing a lot of armpit detox products.
Yes.
I didn't know my armpits needed a detox.
I remember when Katie Storino mentioned that when she came on the show, and I was like, what? I mean, I like would see a product here and there back in the day, but it wasn't like a thing.
Yeah, I was polite. I didn't realize that I, you know, whatever Katie does, I'm on board with. Like Katie wears a baseball cap. Now I wear a baseball cap. So I just like, I follow Katie, but I'm like, okay, do my armpits need a detox? So I've been looking into it.
First detox, by the way, you mean just like the generalized term, as Jess and I've discussed, your liver does your detoxing, blah, blah, blah. It's just like the beauty industry likes to use this word for cleaning, really.
Exactly. I know that like, there's no like, you know, well, it depends who you ask, but like, you know, I was like, okay, no, my armpits don't need like a real detox. But right. I was like, okay, let me ask like a real scientist, what's going on? You know, what kind of ingredients are we taking out? And, you know, it's not just Katie Storino who makes one with her Mega Babe line, but, you know, tons of brands make them. Put in armpit detox in your googly Google search, and you'll be shocked with how many brands, both familiar ones and ones that you've never heard of, have this product. So I talked to Ginger King. She's a cosmetic chemist, and her Instagram is @TheBeautySharkGinger, which I love. And I said, what's up with the whole category? What is it? Why do we need it? And she had a really great, very clear analogy for these kind of products. She said it's kind of like an exfoliator, like a face mask. She said, think about antiperspirants and even like natural deodorants, a lot of them. There's a lot of buildup that builds up underneath your armpits. And a lot of that just mask all the pores, right? It just, like, think about the kind that you can scrape with your fingernail. You know what I'm talking
like
about?
If it's natural, it'd be like, I would say waxes and like heavy oils. And then in the antiperspirants, there's the aluminum chloride, which actually does plug up the sweat. I mean, that's how it makes you stop sweating.
Exactly.
Not in a bad way. It's healthy. You're still going to sweat other places on your body. But yes, they get stuck into your skin.
Exactly. I mean, when I shower, I kind of just kind of scrape it with my fingernails and I'm like, oh, you know, but just kind of leave it there. So these function like a clarifying shampoo would on your hair to get rid of the residue. And it's also like if, you know, you're going to be, let's say you wanted to transition from one kind of deodorant or antiperspirant, you're using antiperspirant and now you want to do either natural deodorant or, you know, hell no deodorant, whatever your bag is, not judging, okay? You might want to use one of these to exfoliate the skin so that next product can start to work. Because if you're just going to start popping on, you know, Joe Blow's, you know, natural peppermint, yada, yada, on top of your, you know, days, weeks, whatever, of compound.
Builds up of, yeah.
Yeah, guess what's not working?
Your microflora. A lot of people anecdotally talk about when they make a switch, even from like a traditional deodorant or traditional antiperspirant to traditional deodorant, or from one that's traditional to a natural one, feeling stinkier, which makes sense. Because if you got a bunch of waxes and things in there, I'm sure the little bacterias and stuff are having, that's a lovely little place for them to hang out.
Oh, it just sounds
nice,
like
creamy,
like a
waxy underarm residue. Well, who doesn't want
to barf? I'm actually getting
no, but
the
that's
bio.
Like the moist kind of environment that they thrive in. So
right. So I'm not going to listen. I'm not a fan of the word detox, toxin. If you listen to the show long enough, Jen and I have, like, you know, we talk about this a lot. I think it is kind of a marketing term. I don't think anyone needs to detox their armpits, but I do think that this is a product that does serve a need or a wish, a want. And if you want to try one, I would love to hear how your experience was. I might try one just to see what it's like, but I am happy with my current, you know, antiperspirant, but I do think it's an interesting product.
I have to say, when you said people who don't use deodorant, that I somewhat admitted this to you, but I want to say on the podcast, do you know I'm not wearing any these days?
When you told me that, I got to tell you, you know, it blew my hair back.
Really?
It blew my hair back.
Well, because, and I think it was once I got married, which sounds horrible. Like you give up and you're just like, that's fine, whatever. But Eric Eric doesn't use an antiperspirant deodorant. And to me, he doesn't really smell. Like he sweats, but I'm not a sweater really. So I was like, maybe there's something to this. And so I stopped using it for a while. And like these products purport to help with, I do think I smelled worse for like a week or two. And then weirdly, my shit just balanced out. And now I have been up close with you many times and you have not noticed, right? Hmm. What? Do I smell?
I'm kidding.
Oh my God. No. Wait, maybe I actually, because Eric says I'm always smells fine, but you know, when you're like in a relationship with someone, like you like their smell, there's so much research on that.
There's also what's like, it's like when you get you nose blind to things, like you don't think your house has a smell. And then
also I have been indoors at the, like, I mean, it was the pandemic for like 16 months. So what if I've been smelling this whole time? All right. I need to come over on a really hot day and let's see if it's fine. Cause it wasn't that I have anything against antiperspirant and deodorant. And anytime someone comes on the show and like gives a cockamamie reason for not using it, I want to send them every study I've ever looked into about this. It's not going to kill you. You can use antiperspirant. But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, let's see what happens.
I've just been using it like since I was, you know, like 9, you know? So
yeah, it's like brushing your teeth. Oh my God. Okay, before we go, I just have to ask, what was your first deodorant? Do you remember? Because I remember mine like yesterday.
Lady Mitchum.
Oh, Lady Mitchum. Does that still exist?
I don't know, but it was one of, if it does, I might consider switching because it was so good. It was gentle, but it was strong as hell.
Mine was called Tickle.
What? I don't even remember that. And I remember
and
like
I
everything.
And I fully picked
what?
It based.
Tickle?
I picked it purely based on visuals. My mom, like, you know, first deodorant, we went up to the counter and like there was the Secret and all that. Dove wasn't around then. And Tickle was like a wet roll-on, you know, with that ball on it. Nobody likes these anymore, by the way.
Ew, I hate a roll-on.
And it was like neon pink. And I was like, Tickle's for me. Tickle was my first deodorant.
Tickle. Oh my God.
I know, there's probably someone my age out there who's like, oh my God, I remember Tickle. Anyway, if you're using Tickle, you definitely need an underarm mask or an underarm charcoal product to like get rid of whatever the hell that
Tickle's
was.
Still in Tickle there. Tickle, I gotta tell you, Lady Mitchum is still probably in there. Oh my God. Yeah. That's so funny.
Well, thank you for the analogy. It helped explain it because at first I was like, oh my gosh, is this like one of those weird pore things we see on TikTok where you put on the mask and it like pulls shit out of your pores that wasn't even there? No, it's like a clarifying shampoo or an exfoliator, but for your underarms. That makes sense.
I really want to use one now.
Okay. You use one and report back to us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jen, come over and I'll tell you.
Oh, no,
I'll
no, no. I need you to assess. I actually realized as I was saying that, wow, I haven't talked to anyone about my smell except for Eric. And he's not a great judge of that, is he? She's just making a face. All right. Fine.
If you smell, you must tell.
I know. That's what we always say about breath. So I'm coming over.
If I smell, you must tell.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We would do it for you, listeners. We would.
Okay. We have a great raise a wand from our friend Vanessa. Vanessa found a fantastic mascara, and we can never have too many of those. Vanessa, take it away.
Oh, hello, Jess and Jen. My name is Vanessa Blanchley, and I'm a makeup artist in the film and television industry, union. And what I would love to raise a wand to is, the brand is called Kiss Me. Just as it sounds, KISSME, Kiss Me, Heroin Make Long and Curl Mascara, super waterproof and super black. They do other colors as well, but why not black? What I absolutely love about this mascara is that it's made for short, droopy, straight lashes, because all you need to do is curl them and very, very quickly put these on, and it sets the curl and it holds the curl and it dries super fast. It's super waterproof. So there's no messing around with your creamy eye cream to make you look younger. Definitely kind of use alone mascara. Absolutely love it. The only thing is you do need the remover. wand, which is like a blue removing wand, like another mascara wand to take it off. But once that's done, you are good to go. It's like nothing else on the market. So if you have straight or short or not very curlable lashes, or you find those volumizing mascaras, they just make everything droopy after you've curled them, this is the one for you. So it's Kiss Me Heroin Make Longer Curl Mascara, super waterproof and super black. Hope you enjoy that. Thanks. Bye.
Vanessa. I should clarify, we don't know Vanessa. But of course, in the industry, we have makeup artists who listen to the show and union ones at that. Thank you, Vanessa. I've actually tried that mascara. It is no joke. It's absolutely right. And the packaging is so fun. So anyway, if you want to share your raise a wand with us, we want to hear it. Call us. I wonder if Val knows our number. Oh my God, Val's face is priceless just then. It was like pop quiz on the show. I would never do that to you. Our phone number is 646-481-8182. Or you can email us a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. And since Val is here, I was thinking I would cede my raise a wand time to our Southern correspondent. What do you say, Val?
Thank you dearly for that, because I am going to gladly take this opportunity to talk about another product that I love. And it's another one that I would wear to the beach when other people probably wouldn't. And it's summertime, and I'm kind of stealthy on the Facebook group, and I always see people asking for a new sunscreen. So here is what I'm raising my wand to. It's the Coppertone Glow SPF Sunscreen Lotion with Shimmer. All right. I will take any opportunity to wear glitter anywhere, anytime. My friends get upset because I'll give them a sweet, juicy hug and they will have a film on them of glitter at all times. But I love this lotion because I think it's so flattering, and especially with beach season, everyone wants to feel their best. It's hot girl summer, and there's no better hot girl summer product than covering yourself in quality SPF that's glitter. And when you look it up, there's the one that I have is rose gold. I'm not quite sure if they have other colors. I think it's just the rose gold for now. But I think that'd be a cool opportunity to come out with the bronze one, a darker one, a gold one. But for
Can I ask what level SPF it has?
They have a 30 and they have a 50.
Excellent. Love that.
I want to double down, double wand your razor wand, because I totally love the product that you're talking about. I can't believe we both have the same one.
I love it.
Oh my God, we both love a tie-dye and we both love shimmery, glimmery.
Besties, twinsies, bestie goals, bestie best.
We should totally go out and drink.
Of course, of course.
Don't mind me, guys. I'll just be sitting here without shimmer on. Fine.
Okay. Are you done?
I just have to say that whenever we get to be in person, I will give you both the most glittery hug that you have ever had.
Aww, that's I love it. I want
thank
that.
You. Thank you. All right. I have
your
turn. I have my razor. I'm so embarrassed to say it. I'm like,
wait,
my razor wand. Okay. It's right behind me. Hold on. So it's a really special item. Like, I have to say this because every time I have something really nice that I'm recommending that's like a real treat, I kind of feel like a little guilty. But this is a show about treats and feeling good. And some things are high and some things are low. And this is a high one, okay? So if you're annoyed, you can stop listening now, okay? This is the last one. But if you want to hear about the fancy treat, like, listen up. I can't wait for us to do video. Look at this body lotion, guys. I'm just showing it to Jen and Val. I don't know if you can see with the lighting.
Luxury.
It is. This looks like you're in Italy. And this is super creamy. Mm-hmm. This looks like it's a million calories. It's like so creamy.
It's like frosting.
It's frosting. Yeah, it's frosting. This is like the buttercream frosting. The brand is called Sangre de Fruta. It's a body cream and it's like not
like the blood of the fruit.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
I don't speak any other languages.
I don't know. Is that Italian?
I think so. This is the most beautiful body butter. And I put it all over my body the other day in the morning. At night, it still had that dewy feel. Like if someone were to hug you, they would not feel the clammy feeling, but that moist feeling. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's body, right?
Not... Yeah, it's body. Body butter. Yeah.
But you, because that jar size to me seemed like a large face cream size. But I guess
it is a large face cream size because you only need that little bit. It's not like a thick lotion. It's like a true butter. And like that buttercream thing. And this scent is Lavender by the Sea. And you might think, lavender, ooh, I'm not a lavender person. If you love, longtime listeners will know we love this scent. Jen and I love the scent. If you love Jo Malone's Wood Sage and Sea Salt, you may be a big fan of this scent because it has that true marine scent that's not bathroom, you know, the oceanic bathroom, you know, guest bathroom scent. It's not that kind of like, you know,
blue stones in a weird old dish.
Yeah, it's not that aquatic scent. Aquatic. It's not that aquatic scent. It's like a... I'm getting like...
I'm sorry. Sorry. So making me think of ducks. I don't know.
I can't even speak right now. I'm so
it's
like,
hot, guys. It's hot in New York. I know. I'm sweating. Jess is in a closet.
I'm like in a closet with like the Ricky light like blinding me. It's not like that. It's like salty air. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like a lavender breeze. It's something far more, I don't know, airy. It's really nice. And the jar is nice. It won't compete with like other things that are around it. It's a really beautiful brand.
Sangre de Fruta.
Love
I
it.
Am intrigued, Jess.
I know. I wasn't aware of this brand until like just like a couple of months ago.
So she's I'll have to
she's
give
going
you.
She's double dipping. Yeah, she's going back
in, guys.
I have to get
the other elbow. You can't have a dry elbow that now like hurts because the other one knows what it's like to be moisturized.
So you're going to be dewy. Val's going to be shimmery.
Yes. I was going to say, I'll have to give you a glitter hug and you'll give me a nice lavender hug.
Yes.
Can't wait.
And I love it. Ladies, now that you're all like lubed up, get your beautiful... Sorry. That was not the verb I wanted. Help me out, Jess. End the show for me. I have the giggles.
I wish you aquatic dreams.
Glittery, get your beauty sleep.
Glittery.
Val, you say it, Val.
Everyone, drum roll, get your beauty sleep, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams.
And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win. And also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.